ATA is deeply concerned by what appears to be a serious governance crisis unfolding at NSFAS. While the recent resignations of interim chairperson Dr. Mugwena Maluleke and board member Karabo Bogale are significant, our concern is that these resignations may simply expose a much deeper and longer-standing governance failure. Our assessment suggests that as many as 7 board members may have resigned since July 2025. Yet official NSFAS documentation may have continued, presenting an impression of board stability long after several members have already stepped down. If this is accurate, it raises serious concerns about transparency, governance integrity, and whether students, stakeholders, and the public were adequately informed about the true state of NSFAS governance. This is particularly troubling given that several of the reported resignations include highly qualified financial experts at a public institution responsible for managing over 50 billion rand annually. Beyond board instability, NSFAS also continues to face major concerns around delayed executive appointments, poor procurement transparency, outdated tender disclosures, and unresolved decisions on the 2026 student accommodation rates. Taken together, these issues suggest systematic governance weaknesses that extend beyond NSFAS itself and raise broader concerns about oversight within the Department of Higher Education. South Africa's students cannot afford instability at such a critical institution, and ATA is calling on Minister Boetiemane Mela to urgently provide full transparency on board resignations, governance failures, procurement oversight, and leadership stability at NSFAS before this crisis deepens further.